If you happen to be joining us from our other social media sites, great. If you want to interact with us in the chat, go to the live feed at facebook.com/thedisneylist. Before we get started, it's really important that if you're thinking about booking your trip to Disney, or maybe you've booked direct with them, you can always have Kristen take over that reservation. You can always contact her for a free quote, and she'll walk you through the process and would be happy to book the trip.
Yes.
People are getting excited because the world is opening up a little bit more and more every day. And we're going to talk about how the Disney parks are going to be, at least Disneyland or Disney World rather, is going to be in full operational steam come October 1. So you need to book your trip there. And if you happen to go to Universal or take a cruise or what have you, things are opening up. So Kristen, any other things that are developing there on the travel end?
Well, there's a lot going on at Walt Disney World because you have new attractions opening up, new restaurants like Steakhouse 71, Space 220. So, I mean, there's a lot of new stuff going on with the 50th coming up very soon. It's kind of crazy to think it's almost here.
Yeah, it is.
We're just days away.
Where can people contact you so that you can book their trip?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Love it. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the top 10 Disney park souvenirs.
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
What imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
The Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. Welcome in, everybody, to yet another edition of The Disney List. Every week, Kristen and I drop some knowledge regarding our rankings, our favorites, our top tens, our Mount Rushmores from Marvel, the Disney parks, Disney in general, Pixar, Muppets, so much more. I'm Aljon Goh. I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan and podcaster, producer, ex-radio guy, and all-around happy, fun, yippee guy. You can contact me at AljonRocks on Instagram. And you can also find me on my sister podcast there, Skull Rock Podcast, joined by the lovely and talented Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
Where can people find you?
Well, they can find me at Dining at Disney, where myself, as well as my co-hosts, Bubba and Kat, we talk about everything having to do with Disney parks, cruises, food.
You are a travel guru.
Yes, I
am. And a foodie, Disney foodie, and author.
I've been a travel agent now for over 10 years, specializing in what I know, which is Disney, Universal, and the cruises.
There you go.
So I Amazing. Only book what I know a lot about.
And so. You do. You do know a lot about cruises. You are the intrepid traveler. I am. I had been known to be an intrepid traveler. And we're also theme park junkies, too. We love theme parks. You know, Kristen's been to a ton. We love Disney, of course, the Disney parks. But we also love Universal, too. I know that's a little bit taboo to say, but sometimes
as Disney fan, you need those extreme thrills.
And let's face it, half of Universal Orlando anyway is Marvel and Star Wars, or not Star Wars, are Disney properties anyway now. Think about it.
Yeah.
You have, you know, Superhero Island, you know, and Islands Simpsons. Of Adventure is all there. Simpsons is there. So, you know, Disney alone, everything at some point. Anyway, hey, gang, before we get into our topic, which is what exactly, Kristen?
We are talking our top 10 Disney park souvenirs.
Ooh, shopping. We love to shop. We love to get our Disney shop on. But the other thing we do love
Obviously, is for you to just email us and leave us those messages too. You can go to Disney List on anchor.fm, click the messages, because I love this thing that they do on Anchor FM where we have our show archive, is that people can leave messages for us and voicemail and we can play them on the show.
That's cool.
So I encourage people to do that. You know, now that the landline is no longer operational, if you call the old Tiki Room phone number, that ain't working no more. Okay, it's been disconnected. Beep. It's been flatlined. So that is gone. So the best way for you to do that, you can always email us to there at the Disney List at gmail.com. You can email us, but you can also message us on Facebook. We try to get those answered as soon as we can. If you do that. Facebook is interesting because sometimes I don't know what it is. Sometimes I don't get all the messages that people send us from Facebook. It's horrible.
So I got one that showed up this week from January.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I'm going to say. Don't use like Dining at Disney or the Disney List to send messages asking about booking a trip, because that's what it was about. And it's 9 months later that I got the message. So
yeah, there's all kinds
I don't get how the notification system, how they decide what they're going to notify you for on Facebook and what they don't, but I had no idea that was in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't always get those messages either. So send direct emails to the Disney List at gmail.com if you want. That's probably the best way to do that. It's so bizarre. It's just the messaging is so bizarre. And I've been going back and forth with people trying to book, you know, interviews and things like that. And it's been crazy. So, and by the way, I have apologies to artist John Nell. He's a friend of the show. I've been meaning to have him on and we're going to talk about this, but he sent over this awesome Han Solo artwork that he did for the Kansas City Comic Con, I think. And so thank you, John. I appreciate it. I can't wait to hang it. It looks amazing. It's matted and everything. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
So John is an amazing artist, and we've had him on the old show, the WDW Tiki Room, back in the day. And I think we're getting ready to do a giveaway at some point, probably within the next week or so, and have John on to talk about Disney and art and things. So yeah,
we'd
do a top 10 list with him, super easy. But yeah, and we'll give our listeners an opportunity to win one of those really nice art pieces from John Nell Studio. So if you care, which you should check him out on his website and just search for John Nell Studios, K-N-E-L-L, and you'll be able to find it. But anyway, hey, Joan. Joan is in the chat. Hello. Once again, if you're joining us on the live show on Facebook, we go live every week and the podcast drops on Mondays. So be sure to click that bell for notifications there at the Disney List on Facebook. Before we get into it, we might actually have some headline news. Wow, man. So Walt Disney World, it'll be back in full operational battle station mode as the 50th anniversary is nearing the bend. This is good news for the parks, Kristen.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it says here, according to Forbes, Walt Disney World is gearing up for its 50th anniversary celebration. Of course, we've been talking about it ad nauseum here on the show and other our related shows, Dining at Disney podcast, Skull Rock podcast. And part of its preparations in Orlando, the resort is beginning to resume more of the normal operations for attraction and dining, bringing back fan favorite experiences like the dessert parties, which we talked about a lot on Dining at Disney this week.
Yes, we did.
And their Epcot celebrity-led holiday offering, the Candlelight Processional.
That's exciting that is coming back this year.
Indeed. During the months after the reopening of Walt Disney World in July 2020, the resort was slow to pick up speed as the coronavirus pandemic continued to wage war on travel and tourism, of course, that definitely affected you and us because we, you know, make your living booking these trips.
Last year, like, I
Zero.
Well, I was had no money coming in because nobody could go on vacation. And my other part-time job didn't need me due to the fact that it's childcare and significant decrease. And it still continues with there. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Last year I made like pretty much no money.
There's nothing. There was nothing. Yeah.
I think it's I made more back when minimum wage was $4.25 and I was in, you know, high school working. I think I made more those years than I did last year.
Gosh, can you imagine? Oh, well, anyway, we're going to get into this rabbit hole, but let's continue on. Consumer confidence, of course, grew as the industry again. The crowd started coming back to Walt Disney World parks and resorts, and now the big anniversary draws near over there at Walt Disney World as they're bringing back separate ticket events, of course, the magic dessert parties at Magic Kingdom and Epcot. We talked about that on Dining at Disney. Please go over to that podcast and subscribe to that. Both parks are set to debut new nightly fireworks shows as part of the 50th anniversary, which is going to be exciting. You know, we talked about Harmonious,
yes,
which is going to be great over there at Epcot. All the new dessert parties that are coming to Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and Epcot, which I'll be honest, man, they look amazing. I mean, it makes me just talking about it, hearing you and Kat talk about it on Dining at Disney just makes me salivate because the Disney dessert parties are the bomb. You remember when we went to the Epcot dessert party?
Yes.
And we had like the flaming donut and ice cream. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yes, because that was part of the Sip and Stroll with D23.
Mm-hmm. Boy, was that good.
Back when the Sip and Stroll was like amazing and totally worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
Gail says in the chat, I'm so happy that the Candlelight Processional is back. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Disney fans have been clamoring to find out about the holiday shows. Of course, the Candlelight Processional over at Epcot would be returning this year. We talked about that. Disney has announced that it will, in fact, take place at the American Gardens Theater this holiday season. The traditional show brings together a choir of Disney cast members and a celebrity narrator to tell the story of Christmas and Jesus being born. We know this. In the past, Disney has offered priority seating with dining packages at an additional cost, and that'll also be returning this year. And they'll also be doing some resort reopenings as well. Of course, we talked about the fact that annual passes are getting ready to get back online. I think they're already available now, right?
Yes.
All right.
You can get annual passes again.
Yep, annual passes again. And Run Disney events are also coming back.
I wonder if they will have some kind of special run to celebrate the 50th.
Probably so. That would probably be great, and I would think so. Gail says, I hope it would be great narrators for Candlelight Processional. I'm sure, you know, it's funny. They didn't go all out for getting entertainment for the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. They just booked local bands and talent because they were unsure. I mean,
next year will be different, though.
Yeah, it'll be different because touring bands, everybody was playing very close to the vest. I'm in the music industry myself, and tours were stop start a lot. And it's different per state. So they have to book and try to book accordingly. And what states they're going to visit and what cities they're going to visit and what kind of protocols are in place. So they didn't know what kind of bands they were able to get and secure. So they had to go the safe route with these local bands. But I'm, you know, once again, it's such a good time and the parks are coming back to life and people are starting to book their vacations with you, Kristen, which is a good sign. But looking ahead, 2022 is looking already bright for parks because they've got not only the continued year-long celebration for the 50th anniversary, but of course they have all those things that are coming back, including seasonal merchandise. They're bringing staff back, which is wonderful. So what are your hot takes? Please leave us messages going into the chat. Joan says that they're going in December and they want to know who's narrating. As soon as we hear that information, Joan, we're going to be talking about it here on the show. And I know that a lot of people are pinging me and you, Kristen. It's like, when are you going back to the parks? And I said, as soon as we can find freaking childcare. We're going to take them with us.
Yeah. But I need people to book so that we have money to go, because whatever my income gets to be vacation money. So if nobody books, that means I have no money to go to Disney.
Bobby's in the chat. Hey, hugs, Bobby and Tony, one of our favorite uncles there, Bobby and Tony. Love you guys. And they said that they're going to, of course, yeah, we know Bobby, we're going to live vicariously through you and Tony's Instagram, because they're going to be at the parks from September 27th through October 4th, which are, just right there in line with the kickoff week of the anniversary. It's going to be killer. Hey, by the way, I know that dining at Disney, you talked about, what did you talk about this week? We did two shows. By the way, she dropped two shows this week, so I don't even know which shows are what anymore. So
we did the top 10 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival returning yes. menu items.
Yes.
And then we also talked about the opening of Steakhouse 71 and Space 220 and their menus. So we went into depth with that.
By the way, the menu's amazing.
The special, parties and things like that for food during the 50th celebration.
There you go. So two amazing shows there. And Dave Bossert and I just announced, and you're getting this first, but we're doing a 50th anniversary panel with some Imagineers. Ooh. Next, was it October 3rd? So in October 4th,
okay,
will be the year anniversary of Skull Rock Podcast with me and Dave. And we're doing the 50th anniversary panel with Imagineers from back in the day and brand new.
Wow.
And it's going to be four Imagineers joining us to talk about the growth and the legendary changes that have happened over there at Walt Disney World Resort over the past 50 years. And that show is going to be freaking amazing. Like, I can't wait, guys. Guys, this is like a pay-per-view event. This is a pay-per-view quality event.
That sounds like a Patreon-style show.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, there's Sherry from college. Sherry, my buddy from college, Sherry. So good to see you, Sherry. So yeah, we're going to talk really in depth over the next few weeks on all of our podcasts regarding the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World as we inch closer and closer to October 1st for the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Resort. Kristen, before we get into our Disney list, because we're going to be talking about the top 10 souvenirs that we love to shop for, what are some of your favorite highlights from all of our trips to Walt Disney World Resort? You have a couple things to mention?
Ooh, let's see. Being Grand Marshals was fun.
Okay. we could almost talk about that into an entirely new show, right?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we save that for another week?
Okay, so Kristen and hold on. Yeah, so Kristen and I were Grand Marshals at not only Walt Disney World for, what was it, our anniversary, one of our anniversaries? Mm-hmm. Is that our 10-year anniversary? I don't remember. So, by the way, yeah, so thank you everyone for the happy anniversary greetings, by the way. Last week on the 13th, September 13th was our anniversary. We've been married now 18 years. We finally have kids in the house. Amazing. So absolutely crazy. So we had talked about, we alluded to the fact that we were chosen as Grand Marshals. So that was amazing. And what was it? It was, we spent like 4 days or 3 days or 4 days at Walt Disney World and 3 days at Disneyland, something like that. We did a split vacation, and we actually were also Toontown mayors too. We were chosen at Disneyland, the same trip.
Yeah.
Cause we did a split 50-50 trip. It was amazing, right? I mean, who gets that? Who gets that honor? Like, oh, that's a whole other story, being chosen to be grand marshals and being mayors of Toontown over at Disneyland. So that was just amazing. Sherry's asking the places you like to eat at. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we can totally go with, like, our experiences, our top 10 experiences, including where we want to eat, next week on our live stream.
Well, we could do our top 10
restaurants.
Experiences.
Top 10 experiences.
At restaurants.
That's good. Could do that one. You see, we're just doing the show as we go here, gang. You're part of it. You're absolutely part of it. So thank you. That was pretty cool. But I have to say, yeah, that was a big highlight, being grand marshals of the parade too. That was really great. I had a great time with you when we had our D23 after party over in Disneyland.
Yes, that was fun.
We did a Sorcerer Radio meetup with Disney Parks podcast, and we had like ton of people show up. First of all, at Hollywood Studios over at California Adventure, over at California Adventure for the meetup. And then we had dinner and drinks over there at Trader Sam's.
Yes.
The infamous Trader Sam's event where John Lasseter wouldn't let anyone in to use the restroom. And when I mean anyone, I mean Kristen. So that's a good thing he's out. But that was the infamous night of, can we please use your restroom? We got to go. And then you had to hurry and run over there to Disneyland Hotel, which was like 5 miles away. Right? Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That was not pretty. But I'm not saying, but anyway. It was something else. And but we had a lot of great events there, good times. And I think another great time, I'll mention this, was when you and I did we do the press event for Star Tours reopening? It was, wasn't it?
Yes, we did.
So when Star Tours reopened with George Lucas, we ended up doing a press event for that. And that was really nice at Hollywood Studios. I mean, that was one of the nicest press events we've ever been to.
Yeah.
You know, and it was amazing.
Like the Halloween press event we did.
Oh, the Halloween press event was nice too.
That was what, 2018?
Yeah, back when they used to invite us to everything, back before the pandemic.
And I've gotten to do a couple of different press events without you.
Yeah. So, you did the Destino opening, mm-hmm. Which was nice.
And the 30th anniversary of Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, I wish I could have been there for that. Oh, well. But anyway, we can go into our favorite experiences there next week on the show. That sounds like a plan. But I tell you what we're going to do this time. We're going to go ahead and talk about our top 10.
It's the Disney list top 10.
So I meant to play that. Oh, there's the music. Amazing. We're talking souvenirs, y'all. You know, it pains me that the local Disney store outlet here in Nashville at Opry Mills is finito. They closed. Kristen, you went on the second to last day of their closing. It's so depressing.
It was, and there wasn't much left. It was just, I'm going to miss the Disney store.
And we went there even several weeks ago. And we bought some stuff. I mean, I bought some new face masks, which are awesome, and got some stuff for the kiddos, but
I think Disney should have waited to close them until Target was ready to launch the store within the store, so that when they closed, then you were like, oh, but I can still go to Target, because right now you're like,
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Well, no, the only way you can do that now, is by going to Shop Disney, which I think I even have a link that links to your store, by the way, affiliate link for the Disney store. So yeah, please, please use our affiliate links. But I'm going to miss it.
Me too.
I'm going to miss it. The closest we get to Disney, other than connecting with you guys, our fans, every single week. But here are our top 10 list of our favorite souvenirs and what to get. Are these in any order, Kristen? Because we talked about this briefly.
I did not put them in any kind of order. I just, as I thought of them, wrote them down.
Okay. All right. So do I need to cue up like the sound effects and everything?
Sure, why not?
This is for Lee Beaton's sound effects. My gosh. So, okay. This is for you, Lee. Are you ready?
Number 10.
What's number 10?
This one is pretty obvious and probably the first thing people think of when they think of getting a souvenir, a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. They have so many to choose from, and you have ones for specific parks, specific events. Of course, you have them for the year that it is and things like that. So they're great way to bring a little bit of something home for you to remember your trip by.
I like also the resort t-shirts and shirts. Those are a lot of fun.
Like the t-shirt I have on today is Taste Your Way Around the World from the 2014 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. So, you know, you can just remember that particular trip with that piece of merchandise.
Yeah, absolutely. So much fun. I enjoy all the shirts, and I have quite a collection. There was one time I think I did the Disney t-shirt challenge, and I did that
for a whole month.
It was like 31 days of just different t-shirts, Disney, Star Wars, Marvel t-shirts that I had in my collection. And time to retire some of them, Kristen. Sad to say, time to retire some of them.
Yeah,
because I've had them for a while. But I have to tell you, so I got up and got ready today, and I put on this Mickey cotton candy, Mickey Mouse cotton candy cola t-shirt. It's got the Yippee on it, and get your ears on. It's just a really cool retro tee. This is so comfortable. This is like one of my favorite comfortable tees.
Isn't this the, yeah, it's from
Food and Wine.
Food and Wine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it 2019?
Yeah, something like that. It was great. And I always get compliments on any time I wear a monorail on my t-shirt. I had the por favor, manténgase Alejandro de las Puertas, stand way of my vacation t-shirt, and that always gets a laugh out of people, out of fans, that manténgase Alejandro de las Puertas, right? Something like that. I don't know, I forget what the spiel is. I miss the monorail. So t-shirts, and I like the fact that not only can you get the t-shirts that specialize to whatever attraction, whatever resort you're staying at, whatever park you like, whatever character you like, but there's some really cool places at Disney Springs and a couple stores that we like getting those t-shirts. We'll talk about some of our stores where you can get this merch in the parks, but I'm down with the t-shirts for sure.
Number 9.
This is something I collected for years, and I have a lot of them. Some I use, some of them are just for decoration, collectible purposes, and that would be the coffee mugs. I've got ones from the different parks, different years. I have some that are from the 90s that are really cool. I was collecting a set at one time. They had these cups. They had a different one for the different Disney movies. And so I've got, I think it's a Pinocchio one, Beauty and the Beast, of course, Aladdin, I think, and there may be one other. But I was collecting some of those, and they were really cool.
I like the fact that when you go to the Disney parks, they have the those Christmas shops that they have in just about, well, just about every location. They've got a place where you can get Christmas ornaments. I don't know where you can get them at Animal Kingdom, but I'm sure there's a place. But
one of the two main stores, I can't remember if it's the one on the right or the one on the left when you get to Discovery Island, but one of those I know has the Christmas ornaments in it.
Okay. Yeah. We were able to get a couple of personalized Christmas ornaments over time, and they have held up very well. Of course, you baby these ornaments, these glass ornaments. One of them, I think, is a mini Mickey Christmas ornament that says "Our First Christmas," which was able to be, they're able to do the Disney calligraphy, right? On the,
yeah,
on the Christmas
ornament. One of the two ornaments we have, one of them, I know the ball broke on it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's time for us to get another. I mean, hey, you know, it's time. But, so the Christmas ornaments are super fun, and you can get them dated and also personalized, which is nice. And the artisans that do those ornaments, to do the calligraphy on them and everything like that, they're super fun, and it's fun to watch. I have a good time watching them at work because they're so detailed. It's so detailed, and they're just absolutely brilliant what they do, and super fast too. Super fast.
Oh yeah.
Now you also want to get something really cool. You can get some glass blown ornaments too. In the Germany Pavilion over at Epcot, they do that. And then they also have the Erebus glass-blowing ornaments over there at Disney Springs. Where
and
it's
Magic
like right
Kingdom.
Next door. And Magic Kingdom, yeah. And they don't have the hand-spun glass-blown ornaments at Studios. But they do have a Christmas shop there as well.
Yes, they do. So. There's a Christmas shop in Magic Kingdom that you can get ornaments as well.
Joan says, we also, you guys need to get a family ornament. Well, when we do that family trip with the kiddos, it'll be nice. We'll have Boo and Jack in tow. It'll be their first trip to the Disney parks. So we're saving our pennies for it. If you guys book your trips through Kristen, we'll definitely put some money away for it for sure. Okay. Oh, we are in the next page, right? Yes.
Number 8.
Well, you said ornaments, so that was number 8.
Oh, okay. Were you and you were talking about coffee mugs.
I was talking about coffee mugs.
Yep, sorry. I don't know how I went from one to the other.
Okay. So now we got to go to number 7.
Oh.
Number 7.
Hey, take a shot if you're playing along.
Okay, so this is one that a lot of people collect, and it is the mouse ears or ear hats, you know, whether you're doing the headband or the actual hat. A lot of people collect those, and there's tons of them out there, and there's some really, really cool ones. I remember back when they only had a few different options, and we were one of the few people that wore them, and now it's like everybody wears it. Cause I remember we were like, it's so odd that hardly anybody has mouse ears on. Of course, this was like 18 years ago, but now like everybody's into ear hats. There's so many options for you to choose from. I mean, it can be your anything from your favorite character, favorite attraction. They even have food ear hats. So you can do things like, they've got the donut ones and all kinds of cool stuff. Different countries in the pavilion.
So Brett Iwan, the voice of Mickey Mouse, he's been on the show before. We've met him, you know, several times. Just a great guy. Had his on-air, you know, voiceover specialized mouse ear hats that he had at the park. And I totally missed out on getting that. I wanted it. Didn't have the money to get them. And Jeff Davis at Sorcerer Radio, I'm jealous because you've got one and I wish I had one. That's the one. That is probably my most, like, the thing I regret the most is not getting that hat for all the years I've been in radio and podcasting, I really wanted that hat. And now I
can't get it.
Can't get it. So I am heartbroken over that. That's probably my biggest regret of stuff. So here it is, gang. If you see something at a Disney park, coffee mug, ear hat, spirit jersey, whatever it is, pennant, whatever, just buy it. Because there's no guarantees it'll be there when you come back. And there's no guarantees, like, especially if you're there at the parks, whether it's Disneyland Resort or any other resort, there's no guarantee you're going to see that at another gift shop.
Yep, like that red bell shirt that I wanted that we saw in Disneyland a few years back. Didn't get it. And it was one of the trips where we were going from Disneyland to Disney World. And I was like, well, I'll just wait and get it at Disney World because it's Belle. I'm sure they have it. And they did not.
Nope. It's too bad. So very sad. Okay. Where are we at now? Oh, yes.
Number six.
Let's just stick with the putting something on your head theme and go with baseball caps.
Okay.
Because there's so many, or just hats in general, because you have, like, I don't know what they're called. They're kind of, I guess they're kind of like military caps maybe, mm-hmm. but it's got the flat top to it. Those are the ones I like because otherwise adult hats are way too big for my head and they push down on my ears and they make me look like Dumbo. So I like the flat top hats. The other thing is I do sometimes have to buy the youth baseball hats if I want them because they properly fit my head, but you can get them at different parks. They've got, you know, any kind of event that's going on, they also have a hat for. So Food and Wine, I don't even know. I haven't looked at the hats recently, but I've got some for, one of my favorites is that Kilimanjaro hat. And I got that back in like 99.
I remember you had got me several Marvel Studios specific limited edition hats from the Kevin Feige collection.
Yes.
One from
Black Panther.
Black Panther and Avengers mm-hmm. Endgame, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And man, are they cool. Are they cool? They are super cool. And this is my other one. And yeah, the Kevin Feige collection hats are great. And there's a ton of different Star Wars and Marvel hats. The other one I missed out on was the 80th anniversary of Marvel hat. Big Bubba B from yep. your podcast co-host got one, and I didn't. Too bad. So sad for me. I tell you what. But anyway, there's so many things I wish we could have gotten, but we'll get to it. At some point, we'll get to it. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Number five.
Let's talk about jewelry. There's lots of jewelry choices at the park. And many of them are very unique. Ones, of course, you can only get at the Disney parks, but they also have things like the Alex and Annie bracelets, the Pandora charms, and you can get ones that are just Epcot, only available at Epcot. You can get ones for special events like Food and Wine as well. And they're only available for you to get at Epcot during Food and Wine. So those are really cool. I've got a couple, well, more than a couple. I've got a few different of the Pandora charms from different things that we have seen and done. Like I've got, you bought me the 60th anniversary ear hat charm for my Pandora.
Yay. Yeah, I think the Pandora charm bracelets are really, really high quality. And because we wanted to celebrate our anniversary, 15 years or whatnot, and I wanted to get you something really nice to commemorate that, I thought that was really great. And it spoke to you. I think you really liked the different designs, the different pendants you can get for it. And I think your sister liked it so much, she ended up getting a Pandora too, right?
Yes, you I bought her one.
Your mom got one too.
No, right? Mom doesn't have one yet.
She doesn't have one yet? Mm-mm. I thought she would have gotten one by now.
No.
Oh, well, they're really nice. And you recently got your Alex and Annie bracelets.
Yes, I got one as a gift for my birthday last year from Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie, former co-host of the Tiki Room with us and Castaway Midday on Sorcerer Radio. Yeah. So, that's awesome. So anyway, there you go.
Number four.
Another thing kind of sticking along the lines similar to jewelry is going to be Disney pins. And there's all kinds of pins you can get. But specifically the ones that I like are the ones that are more of the commemorative collectible ones that you can only get during a special event. So they have them for Flower and Garden, you know, when there's an anniversary for the park. So like now 50th for Walt Disney World, you'll be able to get a specific 50th pin. And those are another great way to remember your trips. And for years, I would always pick up those if I was there for something, whether it be a holiday, because they've got them for the holiday each year as well. Pick up something to just remember that particular trip by where it related to a special event.
Mm. Yeah.
We've collected a lot over the years. I mean, we've got way too many pins.
I used to love pin trading. I used to absolutely love it. Why do I say used to love it? It's just that it's so much to keep up with. So much to keep up with. Kristen and I had collected, and I say Kristen and I, mostly Kristen, I think they're cool. I'd collected Disney pins. I have a few limited edition sets myself from Star Wars, which is awesome. Also, Hard Rock Cafe pins. We're big fans of those. And I collected Hard Rock Cafe pins because my dad also traveled too. So you and I brought our collection together.
You had buttons, not pins. You had buttons.
Buttons.
Mine are the Hard Rock pins.
Yeah, and I had a few of those. I mean, pins are really, really fun. And if you happen to, you know, wear denim jackets or what have you, put them on backpacks, they're great. If you get the little pin locks on the back, and that way they don't come off very easily. You can basically have a little set screw on the back that clips that basically pinches the end of that pin tack into place. And they're great if you put them on your denim jacket or you put them on your backpack or whatnot. Or
your purse. I have a couple of Disney foodie ones that are on my camera strap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. So yeah, and pin collecting is great for kids, I think, too. So you can get if you want to get some memorabilia for the kids and they don't fall into the category, maybe they're too young for ear hats or maybe they just don't wear hats very much. Pins are fun and it gets the kids kind of out there and on the lookout for different cast members and different pin boards and say, hey, I want to trade with you and kind of bring them out of their shell and you can make it into a game and beforehand.
It keeps them entertained too through the park, especially if you're in parks like, you know, going through the World Showcase. It makes it a lot more enjoyable for kids when they have something to do besides just follow you around, eat what you eat and drink and all of those kinds of things. It gives them something to do. And I remember when Connor was younger, he would always trade either we had pins and Vinylmation was the other thing back when Vinylmation was a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it does. It keeps them entertained and they don't feel like, you know, when you're doing things that are more older audience kind of events or, you know, whatever, it kind of gets the kids something to do so they're not bored and feel like, oh, I don't really like this park. It's boring. I want to go back to Magic Kingdom. You know, you don't get that then.
Very cool tip and trick. Sometimes on eBay, and we used to do this a lot, is actually order a lot of, bags of pins, Disney pins, officially from the park. I mean, they're not sold by the park officially, but there are ways you can kind of tell.
Oh, yeah.
So you get, you know, a bunch of just random pins. And if you bring them and put them in a little pin carrier or whatever, your kid can look through the pages and share pins with different cast members or different guests if they decide they want a pin trade. And that's a great way to kind of get your collection started with your kids and say, oh, these are special characters, or I like Mickey, or I like Donald or Goofy, or whatever. And they can go out and start trading for pins. But it's a great way to kind of get started before your trip happens. So that way, and you can buy more when you're there, but at least have a little bit of a starter set. And they also sell them at resorts as well. So you can get some starter pin sets with lanyards and the kids will have fun with that. So
the next one on our list,
number three,
is one of my favorites, and it is collecting the popcorn buckets as well as the sipper cups that they have and taking those home. They're fun. You can always ask the cast member when you get it. If you don't want your popcorn or your drink in it, just let them know, hey, can you put it in a separate cup? And they're happy to do that, and that way it doesn't dirty your souvenir. So that's one thing you can do. We have ones from, one of my favorites was when they had the apple flavored popcorn at the apple orchard during Food and Wine Festival, and it came in a little plastic apple. I mean,
how cool
is that? Or you have the Evil Queen poison apple mug, and that thing's like, it's not cheap plastic or anything. I mean, that's like a seriously heavy duty kind of mug to use, but those are another cool thing to collect as well and take home to remember your trip by.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we wanted to, or how many things do we have of those?
I don't know. We've got, I mean, and you can also put that with your Disney Resort mug as well. Like that kind of goes along with the souvenir sipper cup type thing you can get as well.
We were lucky to get the Boba Fett sipper cup and I think a BB-8. It's hard to tell here if you're watching the live stream.
I have a couple of the Orange Bird ones too that are they're different from each other.
The sipper cups, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we also have a TIE fighter up here. We missed out on the Millennium Falcon. I missed out on R2-D2 popcorn bucket, which was awesome.
The ones I wish I could have gotten were the hitchhiking ghosts that they had at one point. Those were really cool.
They make it a point when they release these limited edition popcorn buckets and sippers, they are not available for very long. So I think they're really nice, very unique, and something you could put on your desk and just like coffee mugs and things like that, that are a lot of fun that you can kind of have fun in your office and hang with, you know, display proudly.
Number two
is going to be portraits. And when I say portraits, there's a few different options that you can do in the park. You have characters that you can get done. They also, if you go over to like the Haunted Mansion, you can get them to do the portrait of you where you then turn into one of the ghosts. And they also have the silhouettes you can get, which I think those are really cool to get, the silhouette portraits, especially when your kids are young. You know, I think that's something sweet that you can keep as a family heirloom.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those portraits, and I'm trying to think here, the silhouettes are just really unique and take you back to the old school, you know, Marceline days, you know, Main Street USA. You can get them at the marketplace too, over there at the shop over at Disney Springs, which is really convenient too. If you're like, oh, shucks, I forgot, you know, we needed to go back and get our family portrait silhouettes done. I don't know. They are so masterful of what they do with like the X-Acto knife and cutting those things out. It's really amazing what they do. And it's makes for a really unique and also just a very much a time capsule of, you know, of your Disney trip, which is pretty awesome. And the other thing too, when you talk about portraits, how cool is it to have a artist do your name for your kid's room or even your family portrait caricature?
Yeah.
You know, why any one of those artists in Magic Kingdom or, and they always have them at the Disney parks, which is great. I don't think you're going to be at a theme park or amusement park without having a character artist. There's always character artists around. And it's just another great keepsake, especially with the entire family or to celebrate, you know, a honeymoon or an anniversary or whatnot. Those are really unique and special things that you can get as well. Gosh, can you imagine?
I know we're down to the last one.
I can't believe it.
Number one.
What's number one?
Pictures.
Hey, free is me.
I mean, and not only can you do that, but you can, there's the Memory Maker, which is a nice option that way. And I always suggest, just as a backup, if you do the Memory Maker, to also get a cast member or another guest to take that picture as well. That way you have a backup if for some reason one of your pictures doesn't scan onto your Magic Band.
It has happened. Yes. Not very often, but it has happened. I think one of my joys just going into the park when we're standing in line waiting to get our photo taken, sometimes there isn't a photo pass person there with a character or whatnot. And just being there when you're with a character, I mean, obviously now there's social distancing and other things to consider, but Chris and I would always get our pictures taken with characters over at different hotspots in the parks, in front of attractions. And it's always fun to capture those moments and memories. And those are things you can take with you for the rest of your life. And especially if you're celebrating or you have your kids with you, and to see them grow and to see the different pictures that you can take over time, that's always great. But Memory Maker is fun because they're getting pictures actually on some attractions like Space Mountain or Test Track or whatever. You can't get those photos anywhere else.
That's true.
You know? And it is cool that they still offer the old school print out the 8x10 or print out 5x7s, and you can still do that. You know, with that, but then you can also take your Memory Maker for those memories and print them out at home as well, or order those digital prints. Those are always a lot of fun. And they make for great Christmas cards.
That's true.
or invitations or anything.
We've had a lot of people over the years, since we do know a lot of people that are fans of Disney, that have used those photos as their Christmas cards. And that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the great places you can buy some of this, and I know that, you know, we've already went through our top 10 list, but once again, just go to the Emporium on Main Street, go buy Mouse Gear when it's open over there at Epcot. I know that they're fixing that whole area up there, so that's going to be fun. Also, the downtown or Disney Springs area or downtown Disney at Disneyland, those are just wonderful places to get really cool and unique merchandise, to get pins, to get ear hats, get embroidered ear hats.
You know, yes.
Get specialty coffee mugs that are always fun. Get houseware, kitchenware, you know, phone. The thing about getting, you know, phone covers and cases, they're really nice. But once again, you know, they won't last forever because your phone upgrades and then your phone won't need it anymore. So it's kind of useless after a couple of years. But
I know I had my, you know, food and wine or food, Disney snack case. And of course, when I upgrade my phone, Oh, well,
what do you do? What do you do?
I missed it though, because I really liked that case. That was my favorite case. That and then the first Disney case I bought for the iPhone 3 back in the day was my Figment case I had for that one.
There you go. That was a good case. Hey, so now that we're done with this, what is your favorite souvenir from the parks that you've kept?
Oh, that's too hard.
Yeah?
That's too really? Hard. But I will say something that we did not put on the list that is a favorite souvenir for me to get is the Disney Dooney and Burks.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Yeah, Yeah, we bought several Duty and Burke bags. Those are really nice quality bags, y'all. I think one of my favorite things that we got at the parks was the Star Wars Weekend poster signed by the actors that were at Star Wars Weekend. Oh, yeah. I think I had Jeremy Bullock when he was still alive, Billy Dee Williams, Ashley Eckstein, and I don't know if Sam Witwer signed it or not. I don't remember what year that was because we went to so many. But now that we moved into the new house, we're going to have to get that framed because that's just an amazing poster. That's one of my favorites. They also have some sign. Oh, for heaven's sake, this is another piece that we forgot. Honorable mention for getting signed Disney art there.
Yeah.
Because not only can you get the cartoonist to do special drawings there for you there, but you can also take home some signed Disney cells and animation and art and all this other thing. So get the art.
Well, that's like back when they had the Walt Disney Classics Collection pieces. I have the Figment one signed by the artist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got to meet him and everything, and that was really cool. It was on the day that they launched it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff there. I have, there was actually a Star Wars book signing with Timothy Zahn and Jason Fry, and both those Star Wars artists, authors had signed books for me. So I still have a Jason Fry signed book that I got at over at the Writer's Nook back in the day when he was doing stuff at Disney Hollywood Studios. And then same goes for Timothy Zahn too, who did Heir to the Empire. And it's great whenever you can get artists or authors to sign art or books there at the park as well. So very unique things. There's always unique stuff going on for the arts, Festival of the Arts that happens over at Epcot. Also, Food and Wine. They have some various artists and stuff that always stop in there at the Art of Disney stores too. So Joan says in the chat, we've bought some Jim Shore Disney statues. Those are nice. Jim Shore pieces. They are very nice indeed. So leave a comment. What souvenirs do you enjoy? And I think we actually have a comment here. Here we're on Discord, y'all. We're on Discord. So check out Sorcerer Radio, Disney Fun Zone on Discord. Also, the Disney List is on Discord. Dining at Disney and Skull Rock is also on Discord. But William K99 says, Tiki mugs from Trader Sam's. Gotta catch them all. Sir. So you want to tell them we have some Trader Sam's mugs?
We have Trader Sam's. We have the ones also from Oga's Cantina and Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. Those are other places that are great for collectible souvenir type mugs. And they're not plastic. They're like nice breakable souvenirs.
Yeah, so they're ceramic ones or whatever.
You don't want to like put where little hands can get to them.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to collect those ale glasses from Epcot as well from the different pavilions, mm-hmm. which were nice and shot glasses. Bell 42.
Hey, wait. They don't call them shot glasses. They call them toothpick holders.
Shot glasses, y'all. Also on Discord, Bell 42 says, trying to think of something unique to the Anaheim parks, maybe an ornament from the store in New Orleans Square, or back in the day, a reflector we would have to replace for EP. Also, since I can't get them there, Figment, pins, plush, anything. Yeah, I agree. Something unique to the Anaheim parks. Yeah, I mean, once again, every park, every resort has their own merch. So, you know, maybe you're staying at Coronado Springs and you want to get the Coronado Springs pin or the Coronado Springs coffee mug, which is awesome.
Which I have.
Which is great. You definitely do that. Coronado Springs is our favorite resort. Landry says, I usually say t-shirts, but the quality and selections aren't what they used to be. I'm not sure I have a go-to anymore. Well, Landry, I can say that this is a 2019, and when it comes to quality, most of the time you get what you pay for. this is a really good quality shirt, and we paid good money for the shirt.
Yeah, because you can get the shirts that are typically 2 for whatever deal, and those aren't the same material as the ones that you're going to pay between $30 and $40 for that particular t-shirt. They're just different type material. You know, the others are more of that beefy tee.
Yeah, if you want to get really cheap cotton t-shirts like the Hanes beefy tees, that not the quality you would want, but you're going to pay more for the ones that are screened on the inside that don't have a tag, a historical, you know, hang tag on the back. These are going to be screened on the back, and those are higher quality. It's a thinner, but very soft good. So it's great. But yeah, the t-shirts have been very good quality, especially if you go to the Emporium or you go to, I was going to say, what is that? 23 Main. If they still have it, they still do that. I think they may have given up on that brand, which is a shame because that merchandise was awesome. But they also have the Disney dresses too for you, which are very unique to some of the theme parks. You can't get them everywhere. You can only get them at the co-op at Disney Springs or in Downtown Disney in Anaheim. Or you can get them at some of the specialty shops, and not everyone, like New Orleans Square, will have a few based on Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, because they have a dress shop there.
Because they have a dress shop.
And then there's also a place in Magic Kingdom that has them as well.
Mm-hmm. Joan in the chat says, coffee mugs, we have so many, all Disney. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I love my Donald Duck, basically Central Perk, big old coffee mug, which is amazingly huge. Literally, you can probably eat cereal out of that mug. It looks like a bowl. And I love my Star Wars coffee mugs and my Genie coffee mug that I've had since I was a kid, since I went to Disney in high school. So that's cool. Big fans of that. And of course, Kristen's collection of coffee mugs is endless.
Yeah.
Absolutely endless. And you can always find stuff on sale, on clearance. We ended up getting like a Yak and Yeti coffee mug, which was like $5. Like, it was an amazing deal in the park. It's like, wrap this up. We're taking it with us. So those are just a few things that we found in the parks. So gang, leave your comments and we'll feature them on upcoming shows in regards to your favorite keepsakes, your favorite, what was it? Souvenirs from the park, if you will. Kristen, where can people find you and book their trip?
As far as travel, you can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. As far as everything having to do with Disney food and dining, check out diningatdisney.com and the Dining at Disney podcast that I do weekly with Bubba and Kat.
Yes, do that. Book your trips, y'all. Book your trips with Kristen. Subscribe to her podcast. Subscribe to mine, too, by the way. Also, once again, we talked to Don Ballard, the author of Disneyland Hotel, The Early Years, 1954 to 1988, in its second edition on this week's Skull Rock podcast. And Kristen, we're getting that new second edition book.
Ooh.
It's going to be super cool. And Donald Ballard is just amazing. We're all also fresh off the heels of our 3-week stint with celebrated Disney filmmaker, producer, Don Hahn. Don has been on the D23 YouTube and the DVC YouTube, talking to Disney legends, talking about the archives and stuff. And he's got a brand new special that's coming out, I believe, on the Disney Plus app coming soon about the Walt Disney World Archive. So Don Hahn, amazing. So please check out our sister podcast there at Skull Rock Podcast with myself and Disney author and filmmaker Dave Bosser, the man. You can also follow me on Instagram at AljohnGo. Once again, email us at thedisneylist@gmail.com. Please do that. Leave a message. Give us those 5-star reviews everywhere you can find the show. Thank you so much to Sorcerer Radio and the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone crew. And on Discord, you can find the Disney list there. We'd also like to thank our other podcast friends, Kristen.
Yes, WDW Park Hoppers, as well as the Disney Parks Podcast. Also, make sure if you love to be on Facebook that you join our friends over at the Disney Dorks, as well as the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone.
All right. Until then, next week, my name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast, as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.